Liam Horan is well known to Shannon Side Northern Sound listeners. Not only is he a well-known journalist, but he is the brains behind a company. The company is called Slianua Careers. And if you're interested in giving yourself every chance of getting that job, and if you want to be prepared to the hilt when it comes to a job interview, Slianua Careers are the people to contact. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Joe.
And thank you indeed for taking our call. So, do you have a view on this? Whatever about brushing people aside to get your way to the top of the social ladder, by all accounts, it can be a very healthy exercise.
Yeah, your discussion there touched on some of the ambiguity around the phrase social climber, because, you know, at one level it's a very laudable thing to do to try and get on in life and try and better yourself. But it has developed a connotation of being somebody who might sort of shoot their nearest and dearest to get on.
Yes.
But I suppose to take it, you know, more narrowly, I think, you know, if you getting on in life and getting a good job and getting something to aim for and getting on and getting promoted gives people something to live for. And there's a lot of studies that show the relation between having a positive outlook on life and things to aim for and feeling better, even mentally. And then, of course, mentally has an impact on your physical health as well. I would say that for lots of people, the job is one of the key status things they attach for. But it could also apply, I would say, in terms of sport. A young person trying to get on, you know, a sports team and trying to make maybe representative level and then international level and that kind of stuff. So having something to aim for, I would say, as the study has claimed, is a very positive thing in your life and something to measure yourself by as well, to say, looking back, well, 3 years ago I worked at this level, now I'm working at the next level up. And all of that, I think, gives people, you know, purpose and meaning in their lives.
All right. Now, the study, by the way, which was published by a group in Sweden, believes that if you stay in a so-called disadvantaged group, you're 42% more likely to have high blood pressure, a condition which, as we all know, is linked to heart attacks and strokes. And we also know, this is a proven fact, that if you're part of a disadvantaged group, you're more at risk of serious illness because of diet, and affordability comes into it, and the wealthier you are, the better diet you have, the better lifestyle you have, etc., etc., etc. But what about the obvious risks, Ethne Kelly? Health risks, that is, that are involved here when it comes to getting to the top of the ladder. Because, you know, you may be doing well and you're earning humongous sums of money, and technically on paper you have a marvellous lifestyle, but you're working 22 hours a day, obviously getting very little sleep, you're dashboard dining,
yes,
you're stressed out.
Well, no, and I think all of those things need to be taken into consideration. But what the research shows is that at the end of the day, when you have actually, you know, achieved the change in your social setting. So when you have changed your background, and so you have gone from that lower income family and you have worked your way up, when you achieve that and when you're in a situation of stability, that's when your health improves. And the thing about it is that a lot of us, without even realizing, are attempting to change your social background.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is where kind of I think people, and I did quite a bit of research about this yesterday and spoke to other contributors who unfortunately weren't able to join us on the programme today, and one of those contributors, I suggested that they had become a social climber. Now, in a very nice, respectful way, I said, well, you know, you change your social background from a family who didn't have a great deal of education and were low income earners, and you are now in a very successful position.
Mm-hmm.
And they took absolute umbrage with even the suggestion that they were a social climber.
Mm.
But they were, and they went through.
Do you think that's what drives this ambition,
drives,
in that,
yeah,
I've seen what my parents went through and I don't want a piece of that. I want to better myself.
I think everybody, yeah, I do. I think everybody wants to better themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody is ambitious,
mm-hmm,
to a certain extent. And I don't think it's necessarily that people, you know, leave home one day and say, well, off I go to find the best job in the world because I want to leave all of that behind.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's that, you know, that thought process is involved. But I do think that people say, and there's an expectation nowadays that you will possibly go to college or if you don't go to college, you will start at the bottom of a career and you will work your way up and you will get to a certain level. And I think that the expectation is that you'll get to a level that is higher than your parents.
All right, stay there, because I want to bring in Ciarán O'Dowd, who's the National Treasurer of Machar na Fhearma. He's a native of Gurcheen in County Sligo, and he is also a barrister. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
So then, with all due respects to Gurcheen, it's a place I know very, very well, a beautiful part of County Sligo, right in the heart of Colman country. But that point made by Aetna, that maybe those of us, and I include myself in this category, born and reared in the west of Ireland, brought up in the bog, we do our utmost to better ourselves, do we not? Because of who we are and where we come from, even though we're very proud of our roots.
Yes, I suppose it's a true comment. We do our best to get on in life as good as we can, and obviously we have better opportunities nowadays than perhaps our parents or grandparents had. So, you know, had the same opportunities been around in their day, they probably would have done the same. So I don't think it's anything that we should be afraid of to try and better ourselves and get on in life and do the best we can in whatever field we operate.
All right, but you went from the farm to King's Inns. So therefore, are you a social climber yourself, do you believe?
I not strictly went from the farm. All my grandparents were farmers. My parents left the farm and went running small business. Uh-huh. But I suppose in the acceptable use of the term that Aetna outlined earlier, yes, I would probably be perceived as being a social climber.
Uh-huh.
But there's nothing wrong with being a social climber as long as you know, whatever the phrase is, I wanted to become a barrister, so it's just the chosen career I had, and I was able to avail of the opportunity. So.
But Liam, you're also a West of Ireland man, like myself. To be fair, our parents, they drove us, didn't they? In that they wanted only the very best. You know, the old adage, don't make the mistakes I made, or, for example, you don't want the hard lifestyle that I've had. You can better yourself. I have the wherewithal to give you that opportunity. Now go for it.
And money doesn't grow on trees, another one we're told as well.
Yeah.
I think there's something in that, which is probably a different discussion in some ways. There is something in the way that people from the west of Ireland, because they've been struck by immigration traditionally, and it was badly hit during the famine as well, and all that's part of the sort of collective memory. I think West of Ireland people do strive very hard to get on.
Is it a status thing?
I don't think it's a status thing. I think it's more driven by necessity and the need, and a slight fear maybe that, you know, there aren't as many economic opportunities west of the Shannon as there are east of the Shannon as there are in America or London. And West of Ireland people traditionally, I feel, have always done what needs to be done to get by, and that's why they were always among the first to immigrate. They were always among the first to organise themselves in their county or regional groups abroad. And even still, if you take Mayo, the county you and I are from,
yes,
they have a very, very strong diaspora groups. Even like the Mayo Association in Dublin is called the Mayo Mafia. abroad, they have very strong congregations of Mayo people, and I think that's true of the West of Ireland overall. So I think that there's a kind of a hunger is the wrong word, but there is kind of a hunger among West of Ireland people to get on because you have to. You know, even the simple thing that until a few years ago, to get a third level education, you almost had to leave the West of Ireland unless, you know, you had Sligo laterally and your UCG before that, but all your Bolton Streets and the DITs and all of that were located outside the region.
Right, but Ciarán, I mean, it's interesting the point that Liam is making there about the West of Ireland, but when it comes to farming, it applies right across the country in that, you know, during the Celtic Tiger era, numerous opportunities, the bright lights, the big city, and the youngsters, they just, it was like the flight of well, you know, they flew from the land in droves. And they were lured, as I said, by the big city and the bright lights. Now, I know that trend is reversing somewhat, but they did want a bite of maybe a more glamorous, a more sexy apple. In other words, farming, not the coolest, with respect to all farmers out there, not the coolest profession in the world, not the trendiest profession.
Well, I suppose it's not alone as you say, it's not the trendiest profession, but it's actually a profession that requires a lot of hard work, and it's a 365 days per year enterprise. You don't have time off, you don't have your holidays. You know, you have to plan if you're going to leave the farm, particularly if you have livestock, that someone else will look after them. So that's one of the main things about farming. But I think in rural areas and around my own area of Gertching, it's not that all these people went off to the cities, it's that they actually engaged in the construction industry, and they started working on building sites, and they started training as plumbers and electricians, and they went down that road. But a lot of those same people nowadays are coming back to the farm, and they're helping out their father and grandfather or uncles on their farms, and they're getting more involved. And I know the ag colleges at present are oversubscribed.
They can't cope. They can't cope, I'm told. Just text here, Ethnet, says it all. Hi, Joe, listening to your conversation, social climbing to me, it's a fancy name for snobbery.
Yeah, that's, again, you see, the thing about it is that not an insult? Whereas I think that, you know, the term social climbing is seen as an insult. And I don't think it should be. I think that today we start using the term social climber as something that should be respected.
But
that,
is,
you
know, it begrudgery, Liam Horne? Is it begrudgery, Liam?
Well, I think the whole misunderstanding that your texter has picked up on there is around the term social climbing. I think it's just as called getting on in life or improving your work status. There wouldn't be as much resistance. I think that's the thing. Social climbing is the bouquets of this world. It is seen as people ear-kissing with their fingers in crepes and their mouths around glasses of wine and all that kind of stuff. And that's a different thing. I think there's the people trying to get on in life is an age-old impulse, and it'll be there forever.
Yeah, but the thing is, Kieran, once upon a time it was, be jeepers, they have a priest in that house. Now, I'm sure, in the west of Ireland, be jeepers, they have a barrister in that house, you know. There's a lovely ring to it, isn't there?
Well, I don't know about that, to be honest. But just actually on a serious note, in relation to the actual survey, which when your researcher rang me yesterday, I did a bit of research on it, and the actual title of it is Intergenerational Social Mobility and the Risk of Hypertension. And there's actually a very serious point to it, in that low socioeconomic status can increase the risk of poor health. And in particular, you know, heart disease and high blood pressure and those sorts of things. And I think that's one of the main things that might be missed out of this survey, is that people in the lower socioeconomic background, they suffer from these illnesses because they're not maybe able to avail of the proper treatments required, proper diets and so on. And like at the end of that report, it says that more political and governmental interaction is needed for these problems to be addressed.
All right. Well, look, I've got to leave it at that. There's one thing for sure. When you're starting out in life, as in finding a job, if you're not organised, if you don't have your act together, the task of finding a job will become very difficult. And that's where Liam Horne and his company can help you. A lovely line here is, your CV helping you or harming you, get one that works. And that's when you call on a company like Slenua Careers. And I know, just very quickly, Liam, you have a new book just published, is that correct?
Well, yeah, we have an e-book for people who are job-seeking or looking to get promotion. People can get it free of charge by emailing getthatjob@slenuacareers.com.
All right. Okay, we'll leave it at that. Liam Horne from Slenua Careers. Also, Ethna Kelly, of course, our producer in studio with us this morning. And Ciarán O'Dowd, the National Treasurer of Machrane Affirmer. Thank you all for joining us on the programme. Back in a moment.